And Chris McGillivray is a filmmaker with Nomadic Bear Productions. And can you tell us a little bit about how you became a filmmaker and how you got into this business?
Yeah, I always loved film. Ever since I was a kid, it was one of those things where favorite things to do was either go to the movie store or go to the movie theater because I just got transported. It was such an engaging medium for me. And so I think I kind of figured out that I wanted to be a filmmaker at a pretty young age. I mean, probably about, 12, 13 years old. I got a video camera from my parents and, my brother and I started to play around and make films and that kind of thing. And so I decided at a very young age that I really wanted to make films for a living. And everything I was focused on was narrative film. The kind of things that you traditionally see, obviously, at the movie theater or at the time it was like VHS, at home. And so I ended up going to USC Film School. It's one of the top film schools to go to in this country if you really want to go towards the established film industry, which is kind of Hollywood, as people would say it. And I went through that experience. I studied critical studies, the study of film. What I kind of realized after spending my time there was that I loved filmmaking, but I wasn't as interested in the film industry, the traditional Hollywood studio system. And so I actually left Los Angeles and came to San Francisco, and I started making kind of independent films, my friends and those kind of things to be able to make these short films. And I actually joined up with this really cool co-op called Scary Cow. And everybody pays their dues every single month. And then the idea is that, say you have a camera and maybe you have some audio equipment, somebody else has some lights, somebody else, has some art direction experience. Everybody joins up and brings what they have to be able to make films. Because one of the things that's a real challenge when you're getting started out with making films, it's a very expensive medium.
Right.
It's very equipment heavy,
yeah.
It's labor intensive. And it's like you may have written a script and have this wonderful idea of this film that you want to make, but then you take a look and you're like, how am I going to be able to pay for any of
Yeah,
this?
you have to build a world, essentially.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's all about world building. That's really kind of the perfect expression for traditional narrative filmmaking. And so I started doing that, and I did probably, I think, three different short films with them. And I, had a full-time job. Actually, I was working for a water conservation company as a project manager to pay the bills. And then I would spend my time on the weekends really working on my short films, as that was my passion.
Right.
And I actually met another filmmaker there. His name's Scott Krinsky, and he's a little bit older than me. He had really been in the tech industry. We started out and had a really good relationship. And we're like, hey, why don't we make kind of a corporate video production company? And at the time, this was in 2009. And so that was like the birth of the DSLR movement. So that was such a huge transition point for kind of independent filmmaking as well as corporate video, because up until that point, it was like, there was this separation. You would either have a film camera, which was extremely expensive, and it gave you all the greatest technology you would want, high quality imagery, or you would have a video camera that had a fixed lens on it. And so you could never replicate the same kind of shots that you saw in your favorite narrative films,
Right.
because you couldn't get shallow depth of field with a video camera lens. It's not really made for that. And so there was this huge separation between the two. It was like you either were making a film or you were doing either event video or corporate video. And so when the DSLR movement came along, it enabled you to use the lenses from still cameras, which were almost equal quality to lenses you would get from these amazing film cameras for a much cheaper price, because you're only paying for a still camera. And so that completely changed the industry right there. And we came along kind of right at that start of it, and how that changed the corporate video industry is that a lot of companies started looking for more filmic corporate communications. as opposed to it being kind of stiff, where it used to be you would just show up and set your camera on sticks, on a tripod, and like, you know, just to interview somebody. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, no matter how interesting somebody is, if you're watching a video of them and it's just them talking, you're really underutilizing the medium of cinema, and it just gets boring no matter how amazing they are, because it's like film is such a visual medium, you know?
Right.
And so that's kind of what it used to be. And right along around 2009, we got started in it. That's when especially a lot of tech companies started to get more interested in doing more filmic style filmmaking for their corporate communications. And so that's really what we got our start at doing. And it was kind of this interesting thing, because it's like, I was a narrative filmmaker. That's what I'd always wanted to be. And in narrative filmmaking, it's all about world building, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you start with a blank slate, just a white page, and you're like, anything you can dream up, you can create. And that's where filmic language thing comes up. You try and figure out all the different ways that you can visualize a scene or use a space or use different wardrobe design and all lighting and all of these things to be able to completely control that audience experience. And what I found myself doing at that time was kind of documentary pieces for my corporate clients that would utilize kind of the filmic language stuff. Like, we really, really focus on, okay, the difference between shooting in a close-up versus shooting in a medium shot or a wide shot. The difference between a fast-paced, intense music versus a more emotionally driven, slower, more contemplative piece of music. And bringing that to a documentary-style production.